Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change, just rest assured God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Gentlemen, all across the globe, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, can't wait for them to come up tonight. This is a wonderful time in the Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, we are celebrating soon in the United States and around the world. We're celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all be excited. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Thank God for you. Elder Kevin Vaughn with you, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, the number 347, be part of the program, ladies and gentlemen. If you have a specific prayer request or want to just listen to the program, 347-843-4559. You've been tweeting out all day on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, Instagram. Put that number out there, at least 10 people, right? 347-843-4559. I am convinced. You are convinced, most likely, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of y'all convinced that prayer is needed all over the globe, no matter who you are. We need prayer. Amen. in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hey, that number, 347-843-4559. We thank you so much for those listening live and those listening later on as well. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also to our scripture for tonight is coming out of Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. We'll be sharing that with you in a little while, but we just thank God for you. And we're excited about the prayer tonight. We're excited about you. We're excited about what God is doing through the precious Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen. Bless everybody listening today. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Lamentations, chapter 3, ladies and gentlemen, when you get some time to do that as well. But real quickly, verses 22 and 23 says, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed." Oh, yes. "Because his compassion fail not." Amen. Verse 23 says, "They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness." Amen. You thank God for his wonderful word. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing like the word. And the word will stand forever, as Bishop tells us all the time. Amen. Praise God. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, this is prayer time with Bishop John Crenshaw and Dr. Denise Crenshaw. We're excited about the time with you today in Jesus' name. If you would, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the man of God as we open up Bishop's mic in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you so much, Bishop, for your time.
God bless you, Kevin. Father God, we thank you once again for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for this day, this season that we live in. We thank you, Lord, for your words, because so shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you plead. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. And Father, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, as you dethrone every attack of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, dethrone the spirit of fear, the doubt, confusion. Dethrone it, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your assurance. And this is the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you heareth us. We thank you tonight, God, as you heal that family tonight. Lord, as you heal that mother that tonight, heal that father, that child, that daughter, that son tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, as you unite families together, Lord, in this name of Jesus. During this season, God, we thank you for your presence, your blood, you shed it on Calvary. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your eternal word, God. We give you all the glory and all the honor. We praise your name, God, in the name of Jesus, as you look on people tonight, as you bless families tonight. God, God, we ask for mercy tonight in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, God, and we thank you for your word, because you was wounded for our transgression. You were bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of peace out was on us, but with your stripe we already heal. We give you praise, God, for the healing of those that are sick tonight. We thank you for the miracle working, God, that you are. We give you glory and honor, God, and we call those things that be not as though they already are. God, as you test that man, that COVID-19 tonight, as you touch him with your healing power, we thank you as you heal that mother tonight, that daughter, that child tonight, that son tonight, that your COVID-19. Father, we thank you for your grace and mercy. We, God, we intercede tonight on the behalf of those that lost their loved ones during this season, no matter how it, what took place. Father, we thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you for the confidence that we have in you. As you comfort those during this season, comfort those during this time. And Father, let them know that you are with them all the time, God. And God, that you will never leave us nor forsake us. Father, we praise you for it. We praise you tonight, God, as you provide for those that are homeless tonight. As you provide through somebody that those that don't have tonight, those that don't have a home that they can call home, Lord. We ask for your mercy, your goodness, God. As you test the hearts of your minds of the people during this season. And Father, that we will not forget those that are less fortunate than we we are. And God, we will, God, put you first in our lives. We thank you tonight for your word. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God, even as you protect those that are traveling during this season, during this time, those that are traveling over the danger highways. We ask you to give them safe journey to their destination. Father, we thank you as you protect those that are traveling in the airways, as you give them safe journey tonight, God, to their destiny. Oh, God, we give you glory and honor, God. We thank you, God, as you strengthen those tonight that, God, that feel all alone, that feel lonely, feel like there's nobody there, that nobody cares. Let them know, God, that you always be there. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, destroy the yoke, God, that the enemy has come to oppress them. God, destroy that spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare victory for them, Lord. We decree and pray victory for their lives. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. God, we thank you, God, that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you for your word, God. We glorify you. We call it so tonight, God, as you heal the broken heart, as you heal those that are all alone, Lord, as you heal, God, in the name of Jesus tonight, God, and strengthen, God. And God, we thank you right now, Lord, as you make the crooked places straight tonight, God. We invested the confidence that we have in you. If we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, as we pray for families, we pray for our communities, we pray for our country, we pray for America, God, we pray for other countries, we pray for people all over this world, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, as you bind us together with cords that cannot be broken, Father, in the name of Jesus. Unite us in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray you, God, for the body of Christ. We pray for those that know you, God. We pray for that family tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask for your blessing upon their lives, and God, and we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, that you're opening doors, that you're providing, you're making ways. And Father, we thank you, God, that you're providing them with jobs. We thank you tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We glorify you tonight. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for your grace and your mercy. God, look on America. God, we need you tonight. God, your word says, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from the wicked way, then you will hear from heaven, you'll forgive our sin, and you will heal the land. Lord God, we know America, we need you as never before. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus, to be our Lord and our Savior. Father God, we pray for that man that don't know you tonight, that woman, that child, that boy that don't know you tonight. We pray, God, in the name of for the backslider that will come back to you. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, to get for that person that's about to commit suicide, God, that you cancel that assignment of the attack of the enemy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let them know that they have a reason to live. Father God, we thank you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you will lift them up, God. We pray that you will bring them through this storm of life, God. We pray for the joy that will, God, that you will give them, Lord. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for this nation, God. We pray, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open our eyes to the truth of your word. Open our hearts, God, that we'll receive you. Open our hearts that we'll feel the pain of the hurt of those that are hurting, and those that are without it, those that don't have, and those that God, that God has given up on life, God. Let us feel their pain and their hurt and their concern, God, that we'll reach out and we will test them with the finger of love. And Father, we pray for that man that's incarcerated tonight. We pray for that son that's incarcerated, that child, that daughter, that mother, that father. We pray for that person that's incarcerated tonight, that you will be them there with them. You'll be a comfort of them, God. You will direct them, that you will change their lives, God. We pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will help make it all good, God, that they will give their life to you. We thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that you will give them a new start in life, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that man, that woman, that child that may be on death row tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that your angels and protect them, your angels stretch, God. We pray, oh, Heavenly Father, that you will test their hearts, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for all that you've done. We thank you, God, that you allowed us to see another day, giving us enough opportunity that we can lift our hands and give you thanks for where you brought us from, how you brought us through the storms of life, how you made a way out of no way, that you were there all the time. We thank you tonight for your goodness and mercy. But Father God, we pray, God, we pray. We pray for our nation. We pray for our families. We pray for our governor. We pray for the president of the United States. We pray for our leaders, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the body of Christ, God. We pray for pastors tonight, Father God, that they know that you know all things. You know every situation. You know all the circumstances, and God, and you know what the need is tonight, God. We ask you, oh God, keep our minds in perfect peace. Keep us, oh God, walking upright before you. And Father God, let us not forget other people, God, in life, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, God. And let us know, God, that we didn't get in life where we are without ourselves. We got it because of your grace and your mercy and your goodness. And Father, let us not forget those that are without. Let us not forget those that are less fortunate. Let us not forget those that have failed in life, God. Let us not forget it, God, because it could have been us. And Father, we thank you tonight, God, as you stretch your hand forth, as you reach down and you pick them up, and God, as you give them another chance, give them another opportunity. And Father, we glorify you for all that you have done. We praise you, God, for all the miracles that you are performing every moment, every day. We thank you, God. We pray for those that on the front line. We pray for the doctors, the lawyers. We pray for, God, for the nurses, God. We pray for those that are overwhelmed in the workplace, God. We pray that your strength will be with them, God. You will guide them. You will keep their minds in perfect peace. And Father, we thank you tonight. We pray, God, that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We pray for the minds of your people everywhere. We pray for families, for men and women, the boys and girls. We pray for that wife tonight. God, in the name of Jesus, that husband tonight, that child, that son, that daughter. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, as you united families like never before, God. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, the broken heart, the broken pieces, God, only you can fix, God, in the name of Jesus. Only you can make the crooked places straight, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, and we give you glory. We give you honor. God, we thank you for this day that you've brought us this far in life. God, we think we're almost at the end of the year. But, God, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for God, for people tonight. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch lives, God, as never before. Keep our minds and our hearts, God. And let us know that you are the gift of life, God. And we never get a present. Let us know that you are the gift that's the greatest gift that we can receive is you, Lord. We praise you tonight. Your love, God, let it be extended. Let it go out from us. Let it go out from our hearts to each other, God, that we will love others like we want to be loved. Let us love one another, God, with a pure heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray tonight. We pray for families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for that mother. God, we pray for that child tonight. God, as you bring them home, God, in the name of Jesus, bring them to their loved ones, God, that they can be around, that they can teach one, talk to one another, they can speak to one another, and they can love one another during this season, God. As you bring family together, unite them in the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Open their eyes to the truth of life, God, and we praise you tonight, and we magnify you for what you've already done. And the things that you continue to do, great and small. And God, you alone is worthy of all the praises and all the glory and all the honor, God. No flesh will receive any glory, but God, it all goes to you tonight. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your word, because your word is everlasting and everlasting. Everything goes down, but the word of God shall last forever. And God, we trust you even in this time to know that you're going to bring us through all this storm. God, we give you glory. Give us peace in the middle of it, God. And God, we praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe here, you just heard the voice of Bishop John Crenshaw praying for you, praying for your family, praying for your neighbor, praying for your city, your county, ladies and gentlemen, your state, and your nation, and around the world. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that powerful prayer on this beautiful Christmas Eve, ladies and gentlemen, that we celebrate the start to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's birth. Thank you so much for that. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we are cognizant and sensitive to, if you do have a prayer request, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone will put you in queue if you do have a prayer request, and we'll bring you in at the appropriate time. At this time, we always love to hear from Bishop's wife, Dr. Janice Crenshaw. Doc, Merry Christmas to you. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, and thank God for that prayer coming from Bishop. And those that are listening tonight, praise God for you. Thank God for those who have taken out the time to join us on this prayer call tonight on Christmas Eve, a time that people have set aside to reverence the birth of our Lord and our Savior. Our focus certainly is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. I can't say that enough. Not only during this particular time, but every day. Our lives should be reflected of giving glory and praise and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and thanking the Lord that he came and he gave his life for us. We know that during this particular time, there are many that are less fortunate than ourselves, and we certainly want to be praying for those families that have lost loved ones during this time, because sometimes it could be even a most depressing season for some, where it is a joyous occasion for others. But we always want to be mindful, because we never know what we might experience in days or even years to come. So when we think about the three wise men that brought gifts as unto the Lord, we need to look within ourselves and say, God, what gifts are we going to give unto our Savior? What are you going to give back to him? The Bible tells us he inhabits the praises of his people. Praise the Lord. If we wake up in the morning, we give him a thank you. Give him more praise. Give him more time. What are you thinking in your spirit or in your heart that we're going to make up in our minds, that we're going to give this gift as unto the Lord? Amen. Give the Lord more time. Give the Lord more time in prayer. Give him more time in fasting and seeking his face. Because truly, we are living in perilous times. Praise the Lord. And the Lord is looking for people that is going to cry out to him. Praise the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Praise God. We got work to do in the kingdom. We have work to do as unto the Lord. So consider your gift. As we focus on receiving gifts, some of us are giving gifts, but let us not forget about the gift that we're going to give as unto our Savior. What is it can you give from your heart? We're not speaking about anything that may be necessarily monetarily, but praise God, in my spirit, in my heart, what level of dedication am I going to give to the Lord as we begin to close out of 2020 and go into 2021? Praise the Lord. I want to be able to say, Lord, I'm going to give more of my life to you. I want to give more of my time to you. I want to give more of my energy as unto the Lord to do the kingdom work that you have charged in my life. Whatever it is, consider what we're going to offer up as unto the Lord as our gift to him. The Bible teaches us, praise the Lord, even as we come unto the altar, it teaches us that in the Gospels, when we come and we bring our gift as unto the Lord, and we find that there's an altar between our brothers and sisters. Brother, sister, the Bible says, leave your gift, praise the Lord, and go and be reconciled. So this is a season of reconciliation. There's somebody you need to reconcile your life with, somebody you need to forgive, somebody you need to go to, somebody you need to ask the Lord to help you, praise God, to give and bring some things to closure that maybe you've been holding on for years. And we need to consider that in our heart. Because remember, he said, when you bring your gift to the altar and you know within your spirit that's something that needs to be reconciled, go back and take care of it and then come back and offer up your gift. So what is the gift that you have in your spirit that you're going to offer up as unto the Lord? During this season, when people are receiving those things which are materialistical and as well as giving those things that are materialistical. But what about in the realm of the spirit? Praise the Lord. There's a gift that God is looking from all of us. Praise God that we become closer to him. Praise God we will hide the word in our heart that we don't sin against him. And recognize and praise the Lord that it is late and Jesus is soon to come. So praise God. Don't throw away your miracle. Trust God and know that God is yet able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh on the inside of us. So be encouraged. Amen. Praise God. Fight the good fight of faith. Go out of 2020 going into 21, praise God, with all the tenacity that is within you, is to run this race with patience until the Lord says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. God bless you. God, back to you, Elder Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us on Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw, that was the voice of Dr. Janice Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. We're just excited about what she has shared with us today, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to go and got to keep it moving, ladies and gentlemen, in the Lord. Amen. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to open up the lines real quickly and then turn it back over to Bishop. We wanted to make sure we missed no one on a prayer request. We'll mention your last four digits of your phone number only because you're on the World Network, if you would. Okay. All right. Thank you so much. First caller, 6569, you're live on the air with Bishop. God bless you.
Yeah, I want to thank Bishop for the word, and I'd like to thank the doctor for those words of wisdom every week. And I'm praying for people to have that miracle that they've been praying for. That's what I want. That's what I have a prayer request for. That miracle for everyone that's looking for that miracle. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, caller. Powerful, powerful request. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Bishop, back to you, sir. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. We pray tonight as we continue to pray for one another in the body of Christ and the body of believers as we pray. And we, as the brother wanted to do a prayer for those that looking for God to bless them in this season in their lives, the miracle that they want. We are believing God with them. Father, we thank you tonight. God, you said in your word, one could put 1,000, two put 10,000 to flight. And with two or three attention to green, asking anything according to your will that you would hear us. And Father, we pray tonight that you will answer their prayers. And God, we give you glory and honor that this season will be the blessed season of their life, even though it seems that all hope is gone, that you will open the door, that you will make a way, and you will touch your heart, and you will touch your soul, and tonight that you will do a great and marvelous thing in their lives. And God, that their lives will be changed forever. We'll forever give you praise and all glory for it as you continue to bless your people all over this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless y'all together.
Amen, Bishop. Thank you so much. And Bishop, and to the Crenshaw family, Merry Christmas from the network and from the Vaughn family. Thank you so much for a wonderful year thus far. We're just excited about what God is doing. Thank you so much for that. But definitely Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the Crenshaw entire family. Yeah, amen. Amen. God bless you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're always excited about prayer. I want to encourage you. You've been encouraged today. You've been blessed by Bishop's prayer, by Doc's prayer and wisdom and input and information today as well. So we want you to continue that and know that Jesus is Lord. Know that he is God. Know that the word, as Bishop says, the word will stand forever. It will not go away, ladies and gentlemen. The word will stand forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Real quickly, we're going to keep you long, but most of us know the story of the birth of Jesus Christ. But real quickly, I'm going to just read a couple quick verses here, and we'll close out here at a Matthew verse of chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, verses 23 through 25, real quickly. Behold, a virgin shall be with child, shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted,
God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took him his wife, and knew not of her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Amen. So we thank God for the miracle working of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to help move us to another level in him, and that's his son, Jesus the Christ, who's now sitting at the right hand of the Father, interceding for us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a great time with you this week. We trust that you had a great day. We want you to have an awesome, awesome evening, rest of the evening, and, of course, a wonderful day tomorrow. I know we're going to be doing some virtual things with our families, my mom's and dad's side tomorrow, so that's going to be awesome. Everybody's excited about at least virtually seeing the family, so we're looking forward to that. So do what you got to do, right? Do you guys use those cameras, use those videos, use Zoom, you know, Facebook time, whatever you got to do. Just make sure you connect with your family tonight, tomorrow, and even after Christmas as well, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we thank you so much. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, all across the globe, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Let's get the Lord another hand clap of praise. Like Bishop say and Doc say, we can't praise him enough. But thank God for everything. Amen. God bless you. All right. Hey, remember to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, Jesus is Lord. Merry Christmas, everybody. Enjoy your wonderful evening. And have a great day tomorrow. We'll talk to you soon. Praise his holy name. Amen. Bye-bye.